when I kind of looked back at what my daughters had gone through, and I thought, well, I'm going to write a book, and it's going to be about a girl that's in school and just, you know, basically a good, kind person, but just being given a really, really hard time by a few kids in school. And the book would be about how she deals with it and how she makes friends and how she comes out on top in the end.
That's Rachel Renee Russell, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Rachel Renee Russell is a former attorney turned number one New York Times bestselling author of The Dork Diaries, which has over 36 million copies in print. She joins us to talk about the 12th and latest book in the series, The Dork Diaries, Tales from a Not-So-Secret Crush Catastrophe. She'll also tell us about another series she started featuring the character of Max Crumbly. Rachel, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dan. I'm happy to be here.
Well, let's start with the beginning here. What inspired you to start writing this whole series of books?
Well, I have two daughters. My older daughter's name is Erin, and my younger daughter's Nikki. And when they were in middle school, they had the most horrible time trying to fit in. And they were wonderful students, and the teachers loved them, and they were on honor roll and got basically A's. But they didn't get along with a few of the kids in the school. And basically, they were kind of, the guys were the bullies and the girls were the mean girls. So bullies and mean girls pretty much made their lives miserable. They were called dorks and nerds and geeks and, you know, basically, and my daughters were admittedly probably a little socially and out. You know, they weren't the coolest kids, and they didn't have the coolest clothes, and they didn't know how to dance and all that kind of stuff. But they were good kids, and they were kind and sweet, and I never had a problem out of them. Teachers loved them. But to make a long story short, they were called dorks. And one morning, my daughter had just had enough, and she said, "Mom, you know what? I'm a dork, and I'm proud of it. I'm different. I'm smart. And, you know, I'm a good person, and I don't care that I'm a dork." So basically, she took that derogatory term of being a dork and turned it on its head and made it into something good. And of course, my younger daughter, you know, pretty much joined right in with the older daughter, and they both went back to school and said dorks were cool. And then a few of their other friends that had been called dorks, they all got together and, you know, became good friends and had a dorky club, and dorks were cool. So after they grew up and went off to college, and I was kind of home with the empty nest syndrome, and I thought, well, I want to write a book since I have this extra time. And I had a hard time trying to figure out what I wanted to write about. So I wanted it to be inspiring, a children's book, and I wanted it to be funny. But I also wanted it to kind of teach a lesson. So that's when I kind of looked back at what my daughters had gone through. And I thought, well, I'm going to write a book, and it's going to be about a girl that's in school and just, you know, basically a good, kind person, but just being given a really, really hard time by a few kids in school. And the book would be about how she deals with it and how she makes friends and how she comes out on top in the end. So that's kind of how I came up with the whole Dork Diaries concept. It was inspired by my own two dorky daughters.
Well, when the book was published, were you surprised at the great reception it got?
I was shocked. I mean, as a matter of fact, it was a two-book deal, so I knew that if the first book did well, then the publisher would possibly consider a second book. But I never imagined that it would hit the New York Times bestsellers list. And I think it made the New York Times bestsellers list the first week it was out. And over the years, it's been translated into 40 languages. You know, and again, it's hard to get published in English in the United States, let alone in 40 other countries and 40 other languages. And it sold over 36 million copies. So not only is having to deal with bullies and having to be confident in yourself an issue that kids in the United States are struggling with, apparently kids all over the world are struggling with it. And that's how it ends up that Dork Diaries became a worldwide bestseller. And again, I'm as shocked as the next person because I never, ever, ever expected that it would sell like that. And I never expected to be still writing it almost 10 years later. We're now on book 12, so. You know, I was hoping that I'd, you know, get a second or a third book, but never did I ever think it would be as successful as it has been. It is inspiring to kids as it is.
So what's the target age group for the book?
The book itself says from 9 to 13 years old. However, my fans range as young as probably 7 all the way up to 15 or 16. So I have kids that are a little bit younger that love it and are reading it. And then I have kids that usually once they started and, you know, at when they're 9 or 10 years old, they continue it into high school. So I'd say probably 7 all the way up to 16.
Why do you think the series has been so successful?
I think it's kind of a fish out of water story where you have your normal girl next door or even guy next door, and you're basically a good person, but for whatever reason, you know, you're just, you know, not accepted. And I won't say not accepted by everyone, but there's just somebody in your environment that picks on you or bullies you or makes you feel inadequate. And you know what? Not only do you experience that in middle school and in high school, you can get that as an adult on the job. I'm an attorney by trade. I'm a consumer bankruptcy attorney. Once my book hit the New York Times bestseller, I stopped practicing law. But I worked in a law office, and my boss was just, he probably was an okay person. He just was very rude and very mean to me. So not only do you have those types of challenges in middle school and in high school, but as an adult, you're going to have a person that's not always fair or is rude or mean or derogatory towards you. And I think that's just an issue that everybody has to deal with, that's just being human. It doesn't matter if you're, you know, from Germany or, you know, Norway or the UK or Japan. It's, you know, it's a worldwide issue of wanting to fit in, wanting to feel confident in your own skin and wanting to be liked. And having to sometimes stand up to a bully or having to stand up to a person that's verbally abusive to you or other people. And that takes a lot of courage to do that. So I think it's a story that everybody relates to all over the world and pretty much every language.
I understand that your daughters work with you now on the series.
Yeah, that's correct. My older daughter, Erin, is a co-author, so she's helping me to write the books, and she's been working on, I think she started at about maybe book 3 or 4, and my younger daughter, Nikki, took over the illustrations at book 3. So my younger daughter's my full-time illustrator now, and I don't have to do any of that work, thank goodness, and then my older daughter is helping to write the books. So since we're doing 3 books a year, that makes my job a lot easier.
Well, tell us about this latest book. What's the story here?
We have 2 books that have come out in the last 6 months. I'll start with the new book, and it's called The Misadventures of Max Crumbly. And whenever I would do book tours, we'd have girls and boys, you know, that were big fans of Door Diaries. But the boys would take me aside and say, why don't you write a book series that has a boy main character? We love Door Diaries, but how about a guy main character? So based on all the feedback I was getting, I actually sat down and I came up with a new book series with a boy main character, and it's called The Misadventures of Max Crumbly. And my all-time favorite movie is Home Alone. You know, with Home Alone, the kid, young boy, and his parents, I think they're going to France or Paris or somewhere, and they accidentally leave him home. And while he's home, I think robbers break in or whatever. And I love that story and love that concept so much that it was the inspiration for my book, The Misadventures of Max Crumbly. And the main character, Max, is picked on by a bully, and the bully will shove him into his locker. Well, Max will be, you know, reaching into his locker to get a book or a jacket or whatever, and the bully will come by, shove Max into his locker, and slam the door. Well, that happens one day after school, and Max is trapped in his locker after school hours on a Friday evening, so he has to get out of there or he's going to be stuck until Monday. So I'll stop there, but once he manages to get out of the locker, you can imagine there's something, you know, going on in the school that he comes across, and he decides to become a hero and stop the event that he's seeing. And that's just kind of a overview of The Misadventures of Max Crumbly. And we're on book 2 for that. And the second Max Crumbly book came out in June of 2017. And then, of course, our newest book is Dork Diaries book 12. That came out just in October of 2017. And the newest Dork Diaries book is called The Dork Diaries Tales from a Not-So-Secret Crush Catastrophe. And in book 12, it's the end of the school year, and everybody's excited and getting ready for summer. Well, Nikki's noticed that her crush, and her crush is named Brandon, and he's been a friend of hers, but she likes him for a little bit more, and she finds out that he likes her for a little bit more, or, you know, as more than a friend, I guess would be the way to put it. So she's excited about that. And of course, mean girl Mackenzie, and she's the antagonist of the story. She's jealous, and she doesn't want Nikki Maxwell and Brandon to become really good friends. So she starts a lot of drama, and it's, you know, kind of the same as the rest of the books, where there's a lot of drama, a lot of excitement, and a lot of fun. And ultimately, Nikki has to outsmart, you know, the mean girl, Mackenzie.
And you've got this new kid, Andre, in the middle of it.
Exactly. Of course, just when things are starting to go well with her and her crush, Brandon, an exchange student visits, and he's from Paris, France, and he kind of likes Nikki as well, and he complicates things because Nikki is the student that the principal appointed to show Andre around. She's kind of a student ambassador, you can kind of put it. So she's spending more time on Andre, with Andre, but crushing on Brandon, and Brandon is crushing on Nikki, but he's not able to spend time with her, so it becomes kind of a love triangle. And again, you know, there's a lot of, drama and, you know, whatever. But it's a really, really fun story.
Well, Rachel, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Rachel Renee Russell's latest book is The Dork Diaries, Tales from a Not-So-Secret Crush Catastrophe. More interviews on a wide variety of topics are available at kpr.ku.edu/conversations. You can also use our KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.